On Sunday, April 23rd, I took a walk over at the Western Waterfront Trail to see what's happening. Spring arrives at birding spots along the St. Louis River, noticeably ahead of the rest of Duluth. Spring seems to be way ahead of last year at this time. There's no ice remaining at all around the river, and I didn't see any loons in the water. That means lots of lakes are already open, and loons have left the places where they wait for their personal lakes to open. There are still quite a few ducks about, and both greater and lesser yellowlegs. Female red-winged blackbirds are in the marsh now, so males are not leaving at mid-morning to eat in upland areas. 2 weeks ago, the males were all displaying to one another, and pretty much each sticking to his own little patch of cattails. Now that the females are back, there are a lot more chases, and since the females don't respect the males' territorial boundaries, a male chasing a female will cross other territories, setting up squabbles and more chases, making for a more interesting birding experience. A crow passed overhead, and one male redwing flew up and chased it, even though it's still too early to be guarding nests. But male Canada geese were guarding their nests and incubating mates. Last year, I got photos every week of a goose sitting on her nest atop a beaver lodge. This year, there's a female, maybe the same one, on the same beaver lodge. But the nest is lower and on the riverside, much harder to see from shore. Fun as it was watching the cattail marsh and the river, the woodsy habitat was where the action was. The most conspicuous songbirds were the two pairs of cardinals that seemed to have set up housekeeping near the start of the trail. Both males were singing up a storm, while the females were chipping in the dense vegetation where I suspect they're building nests. We seem to have a cardinal nesting across the street from my house this year, too. I bet Duluth is going to have the biggest year yet for this splendid species. Cardinals are hardy, non-migratory birds. Babies scatter in any direction when they leave their families, and historically, ones that headed north of their average range often died during winter when deep snows covered weed seeds, their primary food. Unlike winter finches, cardinals don't take seeds from cones or catkins, so they can't exploit the seeds that stay well above the snow line. But when people built railroads and so started keeping long swaths of appropriate habitat cleared of snow, the cardinals that found themselves in snowed-in areas in winter managed to get enough food to survive, and the rising popularity of bird feeding made life even simpler for them. With warming patterns, little by little other southern birds and southern trees, shrubs, and other plants will establish themselves further and further north. And I suspect that one day my grandchildren will find the Duluth environment pretty similar to the environment I grew up in Chicago. It won't feel bad for us humans, but some plants and animals that have always lived here will have to retreat further north, and little by little the true northern plants and animals will have nowhere to go. But who thinks of that when two male cardinals are in full song, dueling whistlers on a sunny day, making one glad to be alive? Softer but equally welcome and even more surprising were the gentle whispers of cedar waxwings. There were at least three pairs courting. I was surprised. I usually don't see them until apple trees are blossoming. Brown creepers, hermit thrushes, a bazillion ruby-crowned kinglets, and a host of other cool birds filled out my checklist. I thought I heard an oriole song and a rose-breasted grosbeak call note, but no way am I counting them this early without actually seeing them. Even without them, in just 45 minutes I saw 31 species. Spring is definitely here. I'll be leading warbler walks at the Western Waterfront Trail on the first four Tuesdays of May. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.